The title track from their album In the Still, it's Come On Live Long. And speaking of which, I have Ken McCabe on the line from the band to speak all about their music and their forthcoming gigs. Ken, good morning. Good afternoon, should I say to you.
Good afternoon, yeah.
How are you keeping?
Grand, yeah, yourself?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you very much. You're very welcome and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Ken, first of all, just tell us all about the band members. Who are they and what do they play?
Well, we've got myself on bass and synths and stuff. We've got Louise Gaffney on keys, vocals, Rob Ardiff on guitar and vocals, and Doggy O'Connor on guitar, synths, samples, vocals as well. And then we've got two drummers. We've got Paul Kenny and we've got Fieker Kinder on drums. So.
Okay, I'm with you. I think there are four permanent band members, and then from time to time for gigs, you take on some extras.
Exactly, yeah. During the night, we had our launch gig, and we had eight people on stage.
Eight people on stage. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, when did the band start, initially?
Back in 2010.
Okay. Yep. And so you're actually going, you're flowing for the last 7 years?
Yeah. This is their second album now, yeah. I've heard it, like, two EPs as well.
All right, okay. And how did the four of you, you know, the main four, how did you get together? Did you know each other from before?
We all met through Rob, so Rob kind of pulled us all together.
All right.
I think he met Louise through her brother, Connor, and then it was, so Louise knew Dahi from school, I knew Rob from school, and then Connor himself actually produced their first album.
All right, okay. And how did you come up with this, the band name? Come on, Live Long.
Names around, yeah, and yep. I guess there's that album by Mogwai called Come On Die Young, and we all, that's one band that we can all agree that we all like, so.
All right, okay.
That was pretty much it, and it was kind of a catchy name, so.
Okay, I believe you played in Whelan's in Dublin last weekend.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, how did that go?
Yeah, it was great, yeah. We'd never had that many people on stage before. We had Rian Trench on, since Rian Trench is, he records then in Meadow Studios in Wicklow, and he's got all these amazing synthesizers, and he's one of the, he's a genius, like he really is. So we had him play synths for the gig. It was great.
Okay, packed house, was it?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Very good. Do you guys actually have a manager, or do you work it all for yourselves?
We do not. Everything is done by ourselves. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Very good. Very good. That's a lot of work in addition to, you know, performing and recording. Yeah.
It can be a bit of a drag sometimes, but
it has to be done.
It's its own reward though, and you're doing everything, literally everything yourselves. Like it's very rewarding.
Yeah.
To have a finished product, and you know. Not to have to compromise in any way.
Yeah. Well, of course, social media in this day and age is always a huge plus and a great help when it comes
to promoting
the band. Yeah.
From
your own personal point of view, Ken, what inspired you to get involved in music and being part of a band in the first place? If you want to go right back to your childhood, even.
Yeah, that's. I was inspired by Kurt Cobain, actually, originally.
Who's that again?
I wanted to be like Kurt Cobain.
All right, okay.
And that's how I started playing music. And I met Robin almost immediately, actually, when I got into music. We've known each other for about 20 years. We went to school together, and we had our first band together with Paul from the band when we were like 16. And then we all went off and did loads of other stuff, and then eventually we kind of came back together again in the end.
Right. Okay. And what about the songwriting? Are all four of you involved in that, or just two of you?
Yeah, we'll all write songs separately, or, well, say their first album and the first two EPs, it was very much jam kind of orientated. We all get in the room together and just jam out riffs and stuff, and songs come out that way. But this time around, we were all kind of separated, and we all kind of wrote tunes separately and sent them to each other via Dropbox and stuff. And then when we get together, it'd be for a weekend, ironing out the tunes. So the second album was done very differently. But yeah, we all contribute pretty much equally to the songwriting.
Okay, so when you get together for the weekend, you just put it all together and come up with the finished product.
We kind of help each other with our arrangements and things.
Oh, okay. All right. And what about... like what you do individually, is that the lyrics and then when you get together over the melody, is it?
Lyrics wise, it's mostly Rob and Louise.
Okay.
Dots writes his own lyrics sometimes, and I just don't write lyrics, but it's mostly whoever's singing at the time, they wrote the lyrics.
Gotcha. And then when you get together, the melody kind of comes together, I gather.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where do you meet it? Do you have studios anywhere?
Well, I've got my own studio in my house in Dunboyne.
Okay.
That's where we did most of the vocals and stuff. And then when we're jamming every week, we have a place in Phibsborough. And then when we want to get away for a weekend, we have this place in Corrigan Row, in the west of Ireland.
Wow. Okay.
That we know the owners, and they let us use it sometimes.
Yeah,
and that's the best. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, the ideal place to start songwriting. Like, I can only imagine.
Yeah, there's no internet there and nothing. You know, you're totally isolated, and there's no distractions whatsoever.
Yeah. All right. Apart from Whelan's last weekend, how have your past gigs been going for you? How far back should we go?
We haven't had a whole lot of gigs in the last couple of years. Just a few. We did one in the Unitarian Church a year ago. We did one in on Shaw. We like doing like sparse, arrange a gig in advance and make sure it's, you know, well attended and that we're well rehearsed, you know, rather than just doing random gigs whenever.
Okay.
Then tomorrow we've got a gig in Body and Soul.
Oh, you're part of Body and Soul. You're included on the.
We're playing the Wanderlust stage tomorrow night.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant. Yeah, I hope that goes well for you. Best of luck with that.
Absolutely love that festival.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. Do you have anything else on the cards as regards future gigs besides Body and Soul for this weekend?
Then September we'll be doing a few gigs around Ireland, so we'll be posting all that stuff on our Facebook page and all that.
All right.
So
okay.
We'll keep everyone updated.
Okay. Okay. Can we talk about your albums? I think your debut album was Everything Fall. Would that be right?
Yep, that's it, yep.
Yeah, that was in 2013, isn't it?
13, yep.
Yeah, okay. So tell us about the album, Everything Fall. How did it come about and the response to it?
Yeah, so that pretty much came about, was jamming together for a couple of years. We had a different drummer back then. We had Steve Battle on drums, and yeah, like I said, that was kind of a jam album. Everything came together while we were in a room together writing. It was very different.
Okay.
Produced by Conor Gaffney, who's another genius that we're lucky to meet.
All right.
Through Louise. He's got a band called Nouveau Noise, and they're just after releasing an album as well, so you can check that out as well. It's amazing.
Alright, okay. So apart from your latest album, which is In The Still, you still had and your debut was Everything Fall, but you still had four other albums in that short space of time, which is it's a lot to say for that.
We had two EPs and Everything Fall.
Yeah. Okay, you had Bones to Break for the Birds, Through and Speak Up.
Yeah, so they're just singles we released. We weren't sure what was going to be on the new album.
Right, okay.
Throwing these songs out to see what we kind of wanted to do.
Yeah. So those individual singles were released.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they ended up on the album, except for Speak Up.
Okay. Except for Speak Up.
Too long.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They wanted to keep the album then to like 40 minutes, so it could fit on an LP, you know.
I've got you. Okay. And the EPs?
Yeah. So there's the original one, self-titled, Waiting, and Animal. And then there was a 4-track after that.
All right, okay. Okay.
And I was just very much trying to find our sound, and I suppose we still are.
Oh, okay.
From back then, it's very, very raw compared to what we do now.
Okay, okay. So to talk about your current album, In The Still, when did you release that initially? Earlier this year?
Yeah, we're just after releasing it, like, a month ago.
Only a month ago, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, and how's it going? How's the response to it?
It's great so far. People are enjoying it. Our fans, most importantly, like it. So we're happy about that.
Okay.
It's pretty nerve-wracking.
Okay.
We worked on it a long time on it, you know, so we weren't sure how it was going to take. And then I guess you lose your objectivity as well. When you work on something for a long time, you kind of try to tell anymore whether it's actually good or not, you know?
Yeah.
But no, I think we're happy with it.
Okay. I think the aim of the band is to have some chart success in the future.
Have some sorry, say it again?
Success in the charts.
Some chart success, yeah. It's hard to tell what that even means anymore. I suppose to get good streams, I think, is the thing there. And then what we'd really like is to for our music to be featured in films and stuff.
Oh, okay. So, I think your type of music that you're playing, it falls within the indie, alternative, electronic and folk rock. Maybe funk rock and tape rock as well. Would I be right in saying
that's
that?
It. Yeah, I suppose folk rock, more what we're doing before. I think we've kind of drifted a bit away from that now. But yeah, there is funk and folk elements for sure.
Okay.
Personally speaking, I was a funk bass player originally.
I see.
And I suppose some of that still bleeds into how I play now.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I guess the same is true for everybody. So Rob's a very much folk background.
Okay,
still,
I've got you.
His solo stuff is still completely folk oriented. So there's still an element of that in what we do now.
Yeah, it's a kind of all a good mix coming from each of you, a nice contribution of
exactly,
individual mixes, which brings it all together. Sounds great, I have to say. Congratulations on some wonderful music. It's really very, very good. I can only imagine why you have packed houses. Do you have any tours in the pipeline for the future? Or is that ever on the cards?
You never know. We've never been picked up by a label or anything. So it's hard to organise really big stuff like that. But we are organising a tour of Ireland in September. So we'll keep everyone updated. And then you never know after that.
Okay, sounds wonderful. Okay, just before we finish up, just for the sake of our listeners, you have a website page or a website or a Facebook page?
Yeah, I suppose the best place to get us is on Facebook, Come On Live Long. And then, you can get everything from there pretty much.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, Ken, thank you very much for joining us. It was great talking with you. Before we finish up, we'll play another track from your latest album, In The Still, and it's going to be called Little Hedgehog, coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
All the best, Ken, and thanks. All the best.
Thanks very much.
Cheerio.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.